As Nick Hammonds described, this is yet another step in the progression of seven development projects over the past 30 years on lands of J.G. Townsend on Gills Neck Road. We are now at the Village Center. The combination of all of these projects, together with the projects that exist or under construction on Kings Highway, aggregate more than 2,000 residential units within a mile of this property. If residents of Lewis and Lewis Beach choose to use this center, an additional more than 2,000 residential units will be served by this project. As you've heard, it's located on a major arterial road, as defined by Sussex County Ordinance 99-5.
What?
It's in level one on the state strategies map. It's supported by PLUS, and it will provide obvious site construction and building construction work and subsequent job and business opportunities for the area. As we all know, DelDOT has the last word over traffic and road improvement matters. I'm not going to steal Todd Salmon's thunder since he's here, but the 2006 traffic impact study remains valid. The agreement between DelDOT and the developer remains in force. And as we speak, road improvements paid for by the developer continue, with more to come before this project ever breaks ground. As you've anticipated, you'll hear a great deal of testimony about the City of Lewis Wells this afternoon. Keep in mind what the County Source Water Protection Ordinance says. And I'll read. The purpose of this chapter is to ensure that land use activities are conducted in such a way as to minimize the impact on and reduce the risk of contamination of excellent groundwater recharge areas and wellhead protection areas, which are the source of public drinking water throughout the county. The ordinance also makes clear that in any wellhead protection area, stormwater management design and oversight is governed by the Soil Conservation District. I believe it was Ring referenced the recent Arbor Lynn project. There is a City of Rehoboth well immediately adjacent to that residential project. The city did not express any concern about its well because it is protected by the Source Water Protection Ordinance. Please keep in mind that when the original Village Center project was proposed at 520,000 square feet, the City of Lewis did not commission a hydrological study. Instead, the Board of Public Works commented that it was a good thing that the agricultural well on J.G. Townsend's property would be abandoned because on average, more than 18 million gallons of water is drawn from the aquifer annually. That year, in fact, because it was dry, 34 million gallons of water was drawn from the aquifer. Nor was there a hydrologic study commissioned by Lewis when Cape Henlopen was rebuilt and doubled in size. That property has 160,000 square feet of building and 18 acres of impervious surface with no stormwater protection at all between it and a Lewis water well 100 feet away. Again, no hydrological study was prepared by Lewis when the second Village Center application was presented. Only after a 75,000 square foot center was proposed has Lewis commissioned a hydrological report. The city's hydrologist and J.G. Townsend's hydrologist agreed presently that the biggest single threat of contamination to the Lewis Wells is Kings Highway, which has absolutely no stormwater management in place. Ask yourselves why. When DelDOT added shoulders to Kings Highway 2 years ago, the city didn't ask DelDOT to do some basic stormwater management because the nearest well to Kings Highway, City of Lewis Well, is 80 feet, but there is no stormwater management facility. Question arises, why after redevelopment of Cape and Lopen High School, why after two Village Center applications of 520 and 320,000 square feet, Lewis believes its wells are now threatened. Some have suggested this is a smokescreen, and what's really at issue is the financial interest of landlords and merchants in downtown Lewis. As an aside to someone who expressed concern about a Flint, Michigan situation, I can put that to rest. Unless the Board of Public Works installed water transmission lines made of lead pipe, Flint, Michigan cannot happen to the Lewis wells. The single fact is that the only 21st century stormwater management near the Lewis wells compliant with the county source water protection ordinance will be this project. As Mr. Arlette suggested, compliance with the ordinance is not optional. It's mandatory. You either comply or you do not have a project. Earlier, Nick Hammonds referenced that there would be no gas station or dry cleaners at this site. I want to rule out that possibility for three reasons. First, J.G. Townsend's hydrologist recommends no gas station or dry cleaners. Second, J.G. Townsend has had experience with contaminated water wells. Its production well at its vegetable plant in Georgetown, which provided water to wash fresh vegetables for more than 60 years, was contaminated by a neighbor's underground gasoline storage tank, and in turn, by another neighbor's dry cleaning operation. Denrec ordered that well closed, and at considerable expense, J.G. Townsend now buys water from the town of Georgetown to wash its vegetables. Third reason, and it's obvious, J.G. Townsend owns 55 acres to the west of this parcel and 37 acres directly across Kings Highway, and it will not put those lands at risk. Another speaker at the commission hearing expressed concern about the possibility of crime, village center, because, in his words, shopping centers represent opportunities for criminals. I'm going to hand the council a copy of a report from the Delaware State Police of incident reports and investigations at two centers. One is the Pelican Square Shopping Center, and the other is the Village of Five Points. These reports run from January 2015 to July 31, 2016. At Pelican Square, for that 18-month period, there were zero, not any incident reports handled by Troop 7. At the Villages of Five Points, there were a total of 11, five involving misdemeanors at the grocery store, and six others involving misdemeanors at the two restaurants, Fish On and Seaside Grill.
Thank you.
Another speaker expressed concern about the so-called domino effect if this property is rezoned. Bring it, you could put the zoning map up. As Nick Hammonds pointed out, although rezoning in this area has not been frenzied, it's been pretty steady. Directly across the street is Russ Palmer's construction office, Kingston Court, and the Prudential Gallo business complex. As I pointed out at the commission hearing, if a Royal Farms or a Wawa were looking for a location in the Lewis area and looked at traffic flow and traffic patterns, the combination of the Palmer and Gallo properties would be ideal because of the westbound Lewis and Cape May ferry traffic. Those properties were redeveloped as a Wawa or Royal Farms. No change of zone was required because they're already zoned C1 and B1. All that requires, it would be required, is a site plan review and approval from the commission. Perfect recent example of that is the coming Royal Farms at the intersection of 1 and 24. You'll also hear about Lewis's Greenways and Scenic Byways program. From the photograph of the barn that you looked at, should be clear that J.G. Townsend supports that program. That barn was the subject of a bid for demolition for $7,500. The board made the decision not to demolish the barn, but to invest more than $200,000 to date in rehabilitation of the barn because it's iconic and it should remain part of the Kings Highway landscape. Finally, as is coming clear from what you've heard, don't confuse the change of zoning process with site plan review. Rezoning this property B1 is only step one for J.G. Townsend. Step two is to engage architects and engineers to design the project and engineer it to a point where a preliminary site plan can be presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission. At that point, applications for permits will be presented to all agencies with jurisdiction over the project, including DLDOT and the Soil Conservation Service. As Ring made clear, DLDOT will require a traffic operations analysis in order to design entrance improvements and intersection improvements, and the Soil Conservation Service will require detailed hydrological information and engineering to assure that the project complies with the county's source water protection ordinance. That's not part of the rezoning process. At tab 9 of the supplemental booklet is a copy of the commission's meeting minutes of July 28, articulating the commission's rationale for its unanimous motion to approve this change of zone. At tab 3 is a memorandum from the county certified planner regarding this project, confirming that it is consistent with the comprehensive plan and consistent with neighboring and neighboring zoning uses, and it must comply with the county's source water protection ordinance. When Mr. Burton made his motion to approve the application, he was absolutely on point. First, he presented the history of the earlier projects, the first 520,000 square feet on 66 acres, and the second 320,000 square feet on 36 acres, both of which he voted against. His reasons for voting for this application were clear. He found it compliant with the comprehensive plan. He found it compliant with the zoning ordinance. He found it consistent with the state strategies map. He found it consistent with the neighborhood as zoned and as it's developing. He found it has the blessing of DLDOT because it's on a major arterial roadway with an approved traffic impact study and a road improvement agreement in place. He found that Lewis's wells will be protected by the source water protection ordinance. And last, he found that the commission will have jurisdiction over site plan review. I can't say it any better than that. We'd be glad to answer any questions you have.
I appreciate that.
Questions?
Yeah, I may have misunderstood you, but I thought I heard you call Kings Highway a major arterial road.
That's as defined in section 99-5 of the county's subdivision ordinance.
Kings Highway.
That would be the area from Carpenter's Corner into the southwest entrance to Lewis. Don't believe me, ask Lawrence.
That's correct. I mean, that's what the subdivision code says. It defines that as that.
The area from Carpenter's Corner to what?
It actually, and it was on a slide. It talks about basically from Carpenter's Corner up to the end of or the boundary of Lewis, and I can read
isn't that Route 9? Are we talking about Route 9?
And that's what's classified as US 9.
No, Kings Highway is not. I believe it's Savannah Road is.
I don't think that's correct. And also, when you look at our comp plan, the mobility element, because that's come up before, defines it as a. Get my glasses on so I can see it. A principal arterial. So it's the high, and it shows up on the map as the highest classification in our comp plan in the mobility element.
And
too.
We have three of them, is that correct? We have Route 1, we have 113 and 13.
No, actually there's several.
Mm-hmm.
It's Route 1 from the Kent County line to Maryland line, 113-13 Delaware Route 404 from Caroline County to the intersection with 18, from 404 to 13 or to 113, 9 from its intersection with 13 to Delaware Route 1, and then US 9 from its intersection with Route 1 to the southwesterly town limit of the town of Lewis.
To the what?
Town of Lewis.
Town of Lewis. Yeah.
Through.
Up there on that map.
Through on Savannah Road.
No, doesn't ma'am. Say Savannah Road.
Okay.
I'm just reading what it says.
I guess that could be talked about later. Yeah. Thank you.
Ms. Eber, may Ringlardner point out the difference between the two, Route 9 and State Route 9?
U.S. Route 9 picks up from here and hangs right on Route 1, continues up Kings Highway, continues on then through Freeman Highway, it hangs a right then onto Cape Penelope State Park, and then the ferry is actually Route 9 that then goes into New Jersey. It's this segment, which is the major arterial. Savannah Road, as you've mentioned, Councilwoman Deaver, is business Route 9, not U.S. Route 9. And that's clearly shown on all the road sign plans, everything else on Route 1, and it's classified in DLDOT's books and as well as Chapter 99-9. Part 5, excuse me.
So it could be that the terminology is different, but I wanted to know, is that one of our major roads? Arterial roads. If it is, then that's not what I've understood. So, you know, that's what I wanted to find out about. That's quite different than I thought, because I did think it was Savannah Road.
That's a common misconception, but Savannah Road is business Route 9, not a major arterial that was defined in 99-5.
When did that come up? Recently?
I've heard the comment before. Yeah. It's so probably an ongoing thing.
No. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, question the council.
Yeah, I got
Mr. Cole.
Obviously, Gene, we've gone through this a couple times, and you've heard all the reasons, you know, for denying these application or this application stuff. And so the problem that I had is when you look at that site, and you talked about the domino effect, and then you've got all that green from the barn down to Morton's Electric, I know, is C1. And then you'd have this site. Then there's that concept called infill. So I can see in a couple years another application coming in to do infill, because it's already, you know, been established. You got commercial each side. You got just the infill, which is a fairly common practice for, you know, people like ourselves to do infill. So I got a concern that if we approve this, then we've created that potential for another commercial application a few years down the road of another 75,000 square feet or whatever. So I'm going back to that master planning. I know that, you know, I can't imagine somebody hadn't sat around and had some thoughts about the balance of this land. And my concern would be that I at the end, I'm going to recommend to the council and see if I get support to leave the record open, because I don't think we're going to be voting on this today because there's so much information. But that you as the applicant could submit something to assure the council that the intent is not to come back in a couple years, and that there is some kind of thought going towards the balance of the land, because there's substantial land there. It's very valuable land. I understand all that, and it would be good for maybe mixed uses or apartments or more elderly senior housing.
I hear you, Mr. Cole, but that's not part of the land use process. And
well, it can be. I mean, if I'm just saying, I'm just suggesting.
Nothing in the zoning process would require such a master plan. I can tell you, the company did have a master plan when it planned the 36-acre center. The idea was to create an area of approximately 10 acres west of that center as a cultural performing arts area. West of that was a proposed YMCA. Mm-hmm. The not-for-profit organizations expressed little interest, if any, in the opportunity, and that plan was abandoned. That's the last master plan out there.
Okay. I realize that there's no requirement for it, but you alluded to that as a company, you have, you know, had a master plan in place for many years, and that has been important to me, and you've been following it. And I'm just curious of why we get to this point now, all of a sudden there's no more planning and no more thoughts on this. So I just have concerns that, you know,
well, I understand your concerns,
support,
but until a decision is made with respect to the neighborhood business component of this property, there's no reason to try to plan, because that's the linchpin for the Gill's Neck corridor. What may be there could be a bunch of things. 55 and older housing is very, very developable in this area.
No, we know. It's a prime piece of ground.
Beach Plum Dunes is a perfect example. That was built in 2013 and fully occupied in less than a year and a half.
Right.
So we don't know. The market will prove it out. But the one thing you can have some confidence is that the company has never been in a hurry. Nick Hammond's reference to the company has owned the land for 50 years. It's not quite correct. It's owned it for 70 years. The land across Kings Highway, what's called the Jones Farm, it's owned for 75 years. It is not in any hurry to develop anything. The good news is, if there is good news for all the people concerned about this project, is that one landowner has controlled development of this farm and these properties for a long, long time. And there is a consistency and a quality that should be the envy of a bunch of other developers around the county.
Yeah, I'm not questioning the quality. All the communities are very, very nice communities, and everything they've done is, I've never questioned. I'm just concerned about, we see all the impacts of the ferry traffic, the traffic going in and out of Lewis, everything else. Things have changed. You talk about times, James, times have changed, and we have to, you know, again, look at things differently. So as we see DelDOT maybe not making the improvements and the congestion still going to be focused in on this area, we need to be responsible and when we rezone property. So I'm just trying to get an idea if there has been any kind of thoughts on
there'll be a continuing discussion.
The balance of the acreage.
But it is predicated on this corner.
Right.
That determines what sort of development will occur next door. Okay.
All right.
Mr. President, man.
Just
a follow-up question, if I may. And earlier, you made reference to that you and your group were not going to plan on putting dry cleaners or gas stations on this property because of your surrounding parcels. Is that correct?
And the company's experience with contaminated wells.
Well, I just want to get clarification. It's not just about those surrounding parcels, but it's the surrounding neighborhoods and people as well.
Yeah, it's the neighborhood.
That's what I was listening for. It was about the people. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I just wanted you to clarify.
You need to take a ride down Race Street, Mr. Arlett.
I have been in many times in that neighborhood, sir, by several people in this audience right here. Yeah.
Look at the
J.G.
Townsend plant and look at the former PEPA fuel storage area. That was where the leaking tank was.
Right.
The contaminated well. Mrs. Lyon's dry cleaning store directly
sure.
across Race Street was the other source of contamination.
Right.
That well's been closed. And buying water from a public utility like the town of Georgetown is a hell of a lot more expensive than pumping water out of your own production well.
Sure. Well, I guess I'm just clarifying, because what you had stated was the surrounding undeveloped parcels, that you would not put that at risk. And what I wanted to hear from you, that you all are also planning on not putting at any of the people
Absolutely.
In the surrounding neighborhood at risk. Because my concern is for the people, not so much for undeveloped land.
I understand. But
okay. I just wanted to hear it from your mouth.
People will live there.
There'd have to be some kind of restriction, Mr. Arlett, because it's a permitted use. So you cannot
I understand.
Take that to the bank.
I just wanted my clarification. That's all.
Any more questions of counsel?
Yes, I have a question.
Mrs. Deaver.
You talked about the other buildings and whatnot that were built without a respect for a source water protection area ordinance. As a councilwoman who's responsible for to the people, disappointed me and upset me. Of course, the state built that, but, you know, that's very disappointing. And it's kind of wrong. It's wrong. And all these wrongs you pointed out, don't make a right.
It's not a question of wrong. It's a fact, Mrs. Deaver.
No, they don't make a right.
We're not talking about right and wrong. What we're talking about is fact.
Well, this is what I'm telling. This is what I'm telling you, is that pointing out wrongs don't make a right.
I agree.
Things have changed in the county. We've grown and we've changed.
And let's follow our source water protection ordinance. I think we all agree on that.
Any more questions of council? While we're right on this group, we had a question from a while ago about a B1 zoning for the Village of Five Points shopping center.
That the Food Lion area is zoned B1.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Barr, does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, it does.
Okay. With that, I see we have Mayor Becker from the City of Lewis for his presentation.